Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 26, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Baidu received approval to start collecting fares for its robotaxi fleet in Beijing, the first time a company has been approved to charge the public for the service in a large city in the country. Exact pricing is unknown, but Baidu said it will be comparable to premium-level ride-hailing charges. Baidu operates a fleet of 67 robotaxis in the city, offering free rides since October 2020. A new note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims that Apple's augmented reality headset will be able to operate untethered from a phone or Mac using a pair of processors to power two 4K micro OLED displays from Sony. One processor will be similar to the initial M1 chip for general work, while a lower-end processor will manage sensor-related tasks. Kuo predicts the headset will launch in Q4 2022. Google agreed to design, develop, and implement its Privacy Sandbox APIs with regulatory oversight and input from the UK's Competition and Markets Authority and Information Commissioner's Office. Google already agreed to a set of commitments with the CMA on its plans to deprecate third-party cookies. The CMA will now take market consultation on these new commitments through December 17, 2021. If satisfied with how these will impact competition and user privacy, the CMA will close its antitrust investigation into Google. The Wall Street Journal sources say managers at nine Chinese state-run companies, including China Mobile, warned employees about using Tencent's Weixin chat app for any workplace communications and ordered any chat groups that contain sensitive information to be shut down and deleted. Weixin is the domestic version of the popular WeChat app. Earlier this week, China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology informed app stores that Tencent must get government approval to update or launch any apps. Bloomberg sources say that the Cyberspace Administration of China asked executives at DD Global to create a plan to delist the company from the New York Stock Exchange, citing concerns over leaking sensitive data. Any delisting plan would require government approval, although it's reportedly possible the regulator may backtrack on this request. Google released its first cloud threat intelligence report. Looking at compromised cloud instances, Google found that crypto mining was the most common malicious activity, making up 86% of all actions taken after compromise. This happens fast, too, with malicious actors able to launch crypto miners within 22 seconds most of the time. 40% of compromised instances were taken within 8 hours of deploying. Google warned public-facing instances are regularly scanned, with compromises occurring due to no password or a weak password on user accounts and API connections in just under half of all cases. 9to5 Google passed on a report from the Korean publication ET News that Samsung will reportedly end production on the Galaxy Note 20 series by the end of 2021. The company also reportedly has no plans for a Galaxy Note device on its 2022 roadmap. The Chinese food delivery giant Meituan reported in Q3 that revenues grew 37.9% of the year to 48.8 billion yuan, that's about 7.64 billion US dollars, beating analyst estimates. However, the company lost 10 billion yuan in the quarter compared to a 6.3 billion yuan profit a year ago, its worst quarterly performance since 2018. Chinese regulators issued a 3.4 billion yuan fine against the company for abusing its dominant market position last month. Gross delivery transaction volume growth slowed to 29.5%, although revenues from new initiatives, like its group buying service and hotel booking, increased 66.7% in the year to 13.7 billion yuan. And finally, security researchers at Checkpoint disclosed 4 vulnerabilities in MediaTek's audio digital signal processor firmware, which could have allowed an attacker to eavesdrop on audio data. This vulnerability was accessible from the Android user space, meaning it could be potentially accessed by a malicious app without further user interaction. MediaTek released patches for the vulnerabilities in October. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.